the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed, we can. This is one of your country folks surviving back here, up here, in northern North Dakota. We're just south of Manitoba here, just south of Winnipeg in North Dakota. And all you country folks out there, as Hank Williams Jr. was just singing, I'm confident you're all out there surviving in these very difficult times, these very harrowing times. We'll start the show off with that theme. What show is it anyway, Martha? It's the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm James Kelso. We're on for 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 5 Central Time, my time here in North Dakota. And we're a live program, so we will. And today is one of those days where you, if you wish to call in, you will get in. We will have time for you because we talked with the Trump campaign coordinating Donald Trump's massive mega rally appearance today in Greenwood, Nebraska. And normally we schedule Donald Trump events during this show. please realize I'm pulling your leg here, ladies and gentlemen. And today we were not able to pull off that full coordination. So the Trump rally will begin today. You don't want to miss it. Be there or be square. The Trump rally will begin today, just as we are closing our microphone here at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Donald Trump will go onto the stage in Greenwood, Nebraska, which is a little suburb or farm community just outside of Lincoln, Nebraska, to which I have many, many ties. Both my mom and my dad came from Lincoln, Nebraska. They met University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And yeah, that's why I'm here. So anyway, I'm a Nebraska folk, so this is going to be quite an event for me. I'll be watching it, of course, after we finish the show today. We'll talk about that. And if you want to call in and talk about something, get your pencils out, boys and girls. 512. That's the area code there in Round Rock, Texas, from whence all of this great Patriot radio reaches your ears. And you want to send your support there to the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Drink the coffee and send in support at republicbroadcasting.org. 512. Area code 248-8252. I'll give you that again. 512-248-8252. And go feel free to call in because I don't have Donald Trump on the air today, which means you get to go on the air. And I'm looking at my call-in board right now, so it's clean right now. If you want to call in, I'll put you on in the order you call. And we can talk about all things Trump, all things deep state, and everything in between. So let's see. Shall I start off with good news or bad news? Let me get my notes here. I've got it separated here, the good news and the bad news. Let me start off with the good news. Okay. To me, my big discovery this week maybe that discovery began last week, but my big discovery this week was my nominee for best patriot on pretty big media. It was Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson is still in my pantheon of the patriot greats. But I'll tell you what, Steve Bannon is making a hard charge for the first position. You remember Steve Bannon from his days as the top counselor, top advisor to Donald Trump when he was sworn in. And I'm going to look up that history. It's a little fuzzy for me. That's 5 years ago. Remember the history. Steve Bannon didn't remain in the White House. He left. He was pushed out, as I recall, in the same way that General Mike Flynn was pushed out, another great patriot who was right in there at Donald Trump's shoulder at inauguration time in 2017. The neocons, the rhinos, the deep state, they organized very efficiently to try to destroy Steve Bannon, to destroy Mike Flynn. And the good news is, 5 years later, both of them are bigger, better, and badder than they ever were. So Steve Bannon, I'll tell you what, Steve, this is something that really encourages me. What encourages me is to see someone who knows everything that you, I'll speak in your shoes now. It's very gratifying to find somebody who knows everything you know, who agrees with you on all of the essentials of our survival as a people, who gets it. And that's Steve Bannon gets it. He is wonderful. And he is on, I'm watching him now that I got a Roku, R-O-K-U, got a Roku device. And I still don't completely understand how all of it works, but I'm sure glad it does work, because it's Roku is an end around, a workaround, the lamestream media blockade against people like Steve Bannon. So he can be found at Real American Voice, RAV, the Real American Voice Network. And so I get there. It's kind of, it's not as easy as you'd want it to be. But once you get used to, once you find your favorite host, like this one here, you're listening to my voice right now. There must be some interesting way in which you get this audio stream live on your device, whatever it may be, a phone, a tablet, or a computer. Somehow you found Republic Broadcasting, and you know how to tune it in. And thank you for that. So, and we have to do that. We all have to find different channels and figure out how to get on them. So for me, that buying that Roku device was very belated. I should have bought that years ago, as it turns out. I cut the cable about 2 weeks ago. I called up my cable company and I said, could I save some money by turning off my television? And they said, oh yeah, a lot, $80. And I said, turn it off. And I said, I asked the lady, when's it going to turn off? She says, it's off. And that was where I used to get Tucker Carlson. That was the only thing I was watching, really, for that $80. That was too much to pay just to get Tucker Carlson 5 days a week. So I can get Tucker Carlson on his own website, tuckercarlson.com. His shows appear up there. Not live streamed, as far as I can tell, but so a little, I don't get the live aspect, but anyway. But the Roku brings me One America News, OAN. The commies are working overtime to censor, to delete, to memory hole OAN. There it is, right on my Roku. Real American Voice says is on. Where's the Real American Voice? It is on my Roku stick, and there are others. Newsmax is on there. But I am really impressed with Real American Voice and Steve Bannon. So I'm going to play you a couple clips off of that Steve Bannon show. Okay, and some of the good news that I'll play you. I'll play you an interview that Steve Bannon did with a remarkable, another great patriot in our pantheon, Carolyn Engelbrecht. Carolyn Engelbrecht. And her organization is called True the Vote. Little strange, True the Vote. So you'll hear some of that interview. Wonderful, wonderful what this woman and her organization have done and are now engaged in completely exposing the savage, vicious stealing of the 2020 election. And all of the people, all of the rhinos who are trying to dismiss that, move on. Let's move forward. Let's not look backward. All of these rhinos are being made to be seen as the complete jackasses that they are. Because Carolyn Engelbrecht is coming out with actual video, just crystal clear video of fraud, of people stuffing ballot boxes with mail-in ballots, just fraud after fraud, thousands of hours of fraud on video that she and volunteers have spent tens of thousands of hours poring over it, fighting to get that video of these drop boxes and other polling frauds. So that's very, very good. And along those lines, this week, more good news, a great movie called 2,000 Mules will be released by Dinesh D'Souza. And this is, I haven't seen it yet, I've seen little trailers for it, 2,000 Mules. This contains the Carolyn Engelbrecht bombshell information and video. And so that's going to be a real great event this week. Last week we talked about the Bossy movie entitled Rigged. That's another great one. That one was recently released. So these two movies are out there. Okay, another bit of great news this week that I saw at another website, another place in which you can find wonderful material is the Gateway Pundit, with the article "the" prefixed to it. You have to type the gatewaypundit.com. And I watched an interview by one of the Gateway Pundit principals, Joe Hoft, H-O-F-T. He interviewed Dr. Lee Meng Yan. Dr. Lee Meng Yan. That's spelled L-I-M-E-N-G. Capital Y-A-N. Dr. Lee Meng Yan. And she is a treasure. She is a brilliant, brave woman who is an immunologist, an epidemiologist, a microbiologist, a PhD and an MD, both gotten in China. And what she, I'll try to find you a little audio from her, is her English is hard to understand and doubly hard, I think, retransmitted over a radio show. But the good news with Dr. Lee Meng Yan is that she, very early on, put out her conclusion as a scientist and a doctor that the COVID-19 virus was manufactured by the Chinese military and government as a bioweapon, and it was released intentionally on the West to destroy, among its purposes, one of the principal ones to destroy Donald J. Trump. And this was in response to the fact, and by the way, what were we saying on this show way back when? At the very beginning, we were saying on this show, just from intuition, just from reasonable logic, looking at the evil, the depth of evil of the Chinese communist dictatorship, we were saying on this show, we were very, very early. We were right up there. We weren't the scientist and doctor living in China with a whole bunch of friends inside the Chinese scientific world that Dr. Li Mengyan is. But boy, we did pretty well with just American common sense. We said exactly what she is saying now, and she's been saying for some time, for a couple of years. At all of that, deliberately created as a bioweapon to destroy Donald Trump. Boy, did we get that right. And some more good news I'll share with you today. There's on InfoWars, I caught this on InfoWars, Pat Buchanan's latest commentary entitled, Will Putin submit to U.S. imposed weakening? In quotes there, weakening. That's the, quoting that phony general who's the defense secretary of the U.S. What's his name? That complete idiot, buffoon, as President Trump calls him, TV general. Will Putin submit to U.S. imposed weakening? And this is a theme we'll talk about in today's show, is the war in Ukraine. And the very little good news that there is in that area, and the plentiful, bad, really bad news, really scary, really awful news of the imminence of a nuclear war. Oh, Austin, Lloyd Austin, very forgettable guy. Lloyd Austin, what a buffoon. What a criminal. What a psycho, along with the Secretary of State, Biden, nutcases. And I'm going to play you some audio that you're really going to enjoy. A surprising source. Where have I got it listed here? Yes, here it is here. Not one of your favorite people as a right winger, as a patriot, as an America firster. Not the first guy that comes to mind as a hero is Noam Chomsky. I went to high school with a girl named Chomsky. I wonder if she was a relative. Could be a granddaughter or a daughter or a cousin. But Noam Chomsky, boy, does he lower the boom on his fellow left-wingers concerning Ukraine, nuclear war, and insane, insane brinksmanship, goading, pushing Vladimir Putin, pushing the Russian people, goading them into full-scale and even nuclear war, which would be the most insane thing ever to happen in all of history. If these people like, you know, and it's not just on the left, people like Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity seems to be drooling for an opportunity to start a World War III. And that's why I say, Sean, you and all the other people that want to have a World War III, why don't we get you all together? We won't let you have nuclear weapons, but why don't we get you all together somewhere in the world, and we'll give you all the conventional arms you want. Why don't you just blow each other up? And there you go. What's with these people? These warmongers. And you would think the people at Fox Sean Hannity, you would think, well, didn't you learn something from Iraq? Didn't you learn something from Afghanistan? Didn't you learn something from Libya? Something from Syria? Something from, just name them, just list them off, something from Bosnia? You didn't learn anything? Serbia? You didn't learn anything, you jackass? How many hundreds of thousands of dead people so that you could have another tough guy war? Sean Hannity likes to brag about how tough he is, how he takes martial arts classes and he works out, and you don't want to mess. He likes to swing his fists around and you're like, you mess with me, mess with the best, die like the rest. That's the attitude. Like Sean Hannity, what is he having, a midlife crisis? You know, is he doubting his own manhood? He's going to punch you out? He's going to go nuclear on you? Sorry, Sean. You do that on your own time. All right. But Noam Chomsky, this left winger, not to keep it a mystery here, I'll play him early on here. He's, you know what? Noam Chomsky, super left winger, super liberal, not one of us at all. But you know what he says? He says, there's only one. Let me play it for you. You're not going to believe it. Let me check the Trump rally. Let me just check in here in Nebraska, see how it's going. Let me turn it up. Oh, Mike Lindell is speaking. Let me just turn it up just for a moment.
You not all know this, but Donald Trump got 80,000 votes stolen from him in this state. In the county of Lancaster, Donald Trump had said he lost by 12,000. He actually won by 2,000.
That's Lincoln.
In Douglas County, he had 23,000 votes for it stolen from him in Douglas County. In this county we're in, Cass County, there was 1,200 votes stolen. The point I'm making is, even though you guys are way redder than you ever thought you were, right? Well, what they do, though, is they go after, they also go after, I'll change that. I'm going to go into this. What I've learned is this election of 2020 will go down as the most important election of our lifetime, in history, actually. And what it is, it's like back in the day with MyPillow. When I had MyPillow and I did my first infomercial after doing shows across Nebraska and the Midwest all those years, I did an infomercial. I said, well, I'll just bring it right to the people. And over the 6 months, I went from 10 employees to 500, took in $100 million, but I woke up one day and I was $6 million in debt. And it was 6 months later, as I'm in debt this much, I said, God, praying to God, what did I do wrong? Well, I learned so much from that, from those 6 months, about the corruption that went on, the betrayal. My handshake was my word. Companies took advantage of me. Systems were done wrong. There were things I did wrong. But if 2012 hadn't happened, I wouldn't be here today with 2,700 employees, with 75 million MyPillows sold. But with a new platform, frankspeech.com, you all got to get on that. But what I'm saying, you compare that to the 2020 election, what we've learned in that the last year and a half, sure, we learned we can't have these corrupt voting machines. We can't have computers. They're going to be gone, by the way. We just did the first injunction in the state of Arizona. I don't know if you all know that, to get rid of the machines once and for all.
Hear, hear.
That was done by Carrie Lake running for governor there, Mark Fincham running for secretary of state. And we're doing the next state we're doing is South Dakota in a week or so here. Then we're going to be Louisiana, Alabama, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We will get to Nebraska, too, believe me, but to get rid of them. But one of the things, though, too, when we set our election, and by the way, you can go to frankspeech.com and you can see the actual case there. The actual preliminary injunction is there. That's going to help save our country, get rid of these machines. You got the great movie coming out with Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules. You have Rigged here, that you hear about today, the Rigged movie. But all these, you know, that kind of, those kind of theft, this was the biggest historical crime in history. Well, you had to have all these components, and you needed computers to pull this off. We can never have them again in our lifetime in any election ever. And but one of the things we need now that we're going to have these fair election in 2022 is great politicians that have our back, like Charles Herbster will have your back as governor of this state. And I'm telling you, I've met since I was put into, I didn't know anything about politics when I met Donald Trump in the summer of 2016. But I will tell you this, I can count them on two hands, people that are like him that have the people's back, politicians that actually have our back. And Charles Herbster will have your back, just like Donald Trump had our back, and he promises made, promises kept. And so I'm telling you right now, everybody keep the faith. We are going to have a huge election in 2022, but I'm telling you, all the stuff we are still doing on another parallel track to decertify and get rid of this election of 2020 and get our great President Donald Trump back. Thank you all, and God bless you all, and see you later.
Huge crowd. This is hours before Donald Trump is scheduled to arrive. Huge crowd. I'll turn the volume down.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Chairman of CPAC, Matt Slapp.
Okay, so they're doing the speakers in the run-up to Donald Trump. That's happening right now in Greenwood, Nebraska. You heard that live. That was Mike Lindell, the man who manufactured the pillows that you have in your house, and your blankets and your sheets and your pillowcases and a whole bunch of other stuff. I've got four. You remember I got four? I think we have four, maybe five, my pillows. But what a man, Mike Lindell. And you heard a very interesting thing he said. He goes to every Trump rally. Just about every single one. He's met all these candidates. He's met hundreds and hundreds. And you heard what he just said. He said, of the political candidates who are truly honest, who truly will fight for you, he said, I can count them on two hands. And they include Donald Trump. But he's thinking there are 10 people or less that he has found to meet the Donald Trump standard of integrity and bravery. So there you go. That's going on now. Now, let me play for you. So he was talking about that's the theft of the election. Let's talk about another scam that these dishonest SOBs are running, which is Ukraine. And by the way, my enthusiasm for Steve Bannon, who is a military man, he was a U.S. Navy, I think he was a captain or a commander in the U.S. Navy, very high up naval career, very, you know, distinguished naval career. So he has special expertise in matters military. And Steve Bannon gets it. It's the way Donald Trump described it. He gets it on Ukraine. And he says, he calls Volodymyr Zelensky a creep, a criminal, and he's got that right, a war criminal, killing the Ukrainian people. Volodymyr Zelensky, for the sake of his own power, is willing to fight, I'll tell you. Yeah, he's a tough one. Yeah, he's like Sean Hannity. He's a tough guy. He probably takes martial arts in the same dojo as Sean Hannity. He's a tough guy, and he's gonna defend Ukraine down to the last Ukrainian. Get it? We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to
hi,
Big John.
Hi, Big John. Hey, we're back. And by the way, I'm just during the break there, I was looking over the republicbroadcasting.org webpage. I just asked my engineer, who are the geniuses who put this page together? I'll tell you what, if you only got a few minutes to get the choice nuggets of news that you need in a day, boy, go to republicbroadcasting.org. And while you're there buying your blackout coffee to help help the Patriot cause, you'll see that blackout coffee ad. There's a section called sponsors. And take a look there. But I'm looking at the revolving banner, the headline box of the headline articles, and they're brilliantly done. And that's something we all need. We need people out there who will grab the heart of the issues that are life or death for us and put them up on the web or put them out on the radio or television every day. And here look at these. Look, I'm looking at these headlines here. Some of the stories that are carrying, U.S. training Ukrainian troops in Europe, says the Pentagon. And I'm going to have, you're not going to believe, this left winger, Noam Chomsky, you're going to hear him praising the one world leader. He says there's one world leader with his head screwed on straight. This is a left winger. You could call him a communist, maybe, certainly a socialist, very much a left winger. Noam Chomsky, he says there is one major world leader who gets it, who is honest and conscientious about Ukraine. And I'm not going to prolong the mystery anymore. Well, no, I'll let you wonder who Noam Chomsky praises. I'll play it for you. I'll keep the mystery. I'll keep the tease going. But here's an article on foul play with the COVID-19 death certificates. Hospitals made record profit. Next headline. New controlled food system is now in place, and they will stop at nothing. Great story. The CDC and the FDA altered. They admit they lied about COVID guidance in a bombshell report. You want to read that at republicbroadcasting.org. Here's a link to the movie trailer for 2,000 Mules, the new movie by Dinesh D'Souza that features Carolyn Engelbrecht that we were talking about. Go there to see that. The Democrats are targeting Clarence Thomas, the great black U.S. Supreme Court justice. We only have two or three that it turns out are real, real patriots on the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas is one of them. And of course, the left is trying to destroy him. A story about the North Carolina Patriots, or parents and Patriots, were taking back their schools. Oklahoma Republican governor signs our nation's first law banning non-binary birth certificates. Now, you people out there that are normal people, the word non-binary doesn't mean a thing to you. What the hell does that mean? Non-binary. Okay, we have men, we have boys, we have women, and we have girls, and then we have babies. That's it. There isn't anything more than that or less than that. But the non-binary is this word brought in by left-wing creeps to cover these supposed other orientations. Okay, that's a good article. Here's a one on Madeleine Albright's funeral. She died a little bit ago and had her funeral just now. Her funeral buried her legacy of war making, and it didn't. It didn't bury her legacy of war making at all. This new one, Victoria Nuland, is the reincarnation of Madeleine Albright. Let's see, another great article here. Is the Irish government using refugees to take over private homes and businesses in Ireland? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're kicking the Irish out of their own homes and inserting Somalians and you name it. Mind-boggling. Here's a mind-boggling story, and you get it from the right point of view, meant in both ways. The right point of view you get on FDA approves remdesivir for babies to treat COVID-19. Folks, if the COVID-1984 don't get you, the remdesivir will. That's what I hear. So they approve remdesivir for babies who have no vulnerability to COVID-1984 of any kind. This is sick. They're trying to kill us. Here's a great article on wokeness. America, land of the not so free. We'll talk about that a little bit. This might be photoshopped here. Here's a picture of Joe Biden sniffing the hair and nuzzling this guy who pretends to be a chick with the long blonde hair. Did he actually grow that out himself, or is it a wig? And what's it, what is he, the, I forget what his position is, something like Secretary of Health or Human Health and Human Services or something like that. This creep who, and he has he affects a female voice when he talks. I think they photoshopped it. It looks like Biden is making out with this guy. More great. Here's an article about the windmills in California. A dangerous fantasy, how they're destroying the bird population of California, among other things. The food shortages caused intentionally, another article at republicbroadcasting.org. So all these great articles are there. Now, let's go. I want to give you this treat that I've been teasing you with. I'm finding this audio. Oh, well, wait a minute. Before I go do that, let's go to our telephones. Before we go to Noam Chomsky, we've got Dr. Kelly first and then Don in Arizona. Hang on, Don. We'll be right with you. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking the call, Kelso. And I just want to remind the few good men and women left in California that about one-third of our counties have the Dominion voting systems touchscreen. I verified it in Placer County and in El Dorado County. And thank you, Kelso, for bringing all of this to people that don't have computers, that are fans and friends of yours, and P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks. What's your zip code?
And that's in Minnesota. MN. MN is a abbreviation for Minnesota. 56721. That's my P.O. Box, folks. I'm kind of bashful about giving it out. Dr. Kelly chews on me for that. Thank you, Dr. Kelly.
But other show, Kelso, and thanks for putting the good coffee and RBN, and thanks for your work, dude.
Oh, and Dr. Kelly, hang on for just a second. She does have a point in that if you need to reach me, there's an easy way to do it, which is just write to my name, James Kelso, at P.O. Box 9, very easy to remember, number 9, P.O. Box 9. East Grand Forks, which is right here on the Red River, but that's in Minnesota, MN. I live on the other side of the river in North Dakota, but my little tiny post office is across the river in Minnesota. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. So that's a pretty easy address. And, you know, anything you want to send to me or questions or, you know, discoveries you want to apprise me of, that's a way you can reach directly to Kelso. And Dr. Kelly, I'll tell you what, we've got Donald Trump coming up in a couple of hours. He'll be just smoking it in Greenwood, North Nebraska. That's going to be exciting. We've got these great movies out. We've got this wonderful woman, Carolyn Engelbrecht. She has done the footwork. I'll tell you, she and a team of volunteers, lots of women who watched lots of hours of video, and guys too, and they, Dr. Kelly, they have it cold.
And I want to inspire people too, like the California State Auditor is going to be retiring, Elaine Howell. And that's a great thing to do because you can investigate all of the different state employees. A state auditor, great position to have, good way to serve your people. And I bet Trump would even endorse you for something like that, or maybe even me. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. And what Steve Bannon said to Carolyn Engelbrecht in the interview, I'll dig it up so I'll play a little bit on today's show, is that she has Bannon's phrase for this is, he says, you have the receipts, Carolyn, you have the receipts. He has these commies who, as Mike Lindell just said, committed the biggest crime in American history, which was the 2020 election, a bigger crime even than the Russia hoax. The theft of this election is the biggest crime. Carolyn Engelbrecht has it on video. The people are standing there, you know, in flagrante delicto, doing it. And there's, I mean, you, liberals, left wingers, anybody that wants to deny the truth of what the Truth of Vote has come up with, they look like complete idiots. So this is good news. Donald Trump's not letting go of it. He's going to drive this nail home on the theft. Donald Trump is our president, and the flag that flies on my front porch is Trump won. Beautiful.
Yay,
red,
yeah.
Beautiful red, white, and blue. Beautiful flag. Trump won. And that is the flag that drives the left wingers to distraction. That particular flag, they hate it because it makes a point, folks. All of this that we're in, everything we'll talk about in today's show, you know, the Ukrainian war, totally never would have happened if Donald Trump's election, he was elected. That's only happening because this election was stolen. The inflation you're experiencing, only happening because of the stolen election. Remember, what was inflation? Just remember this, folks, like 1.5 years ago, what was the inflation in the U.S.? Do you remember it? It was 1.5%. 1.5%, folks. And gasoline was $2 a gallon. Remember that? And Donald Trump was taking it down. The inflation was going down. The price of gas was going down. And Donald Trump would have kept that going. The open border, Donald Trump was like 6 weeks away from finishing the border wall. And the key things he needed to finish, by the way, were things like the gates and the electronics and the eyes and the various systems that went with the wall. They were already purchased. They were all sitting in storage waiting to be installed over the next 6 weeks. Donald Trump had that wall finished and paid for. And Joe Biden, because the communists who have taken over our country, and I think I will come to maybe a couple gloomy moments in today's show, where the communists have taken over our country. They are in control of the United States of America.
The Steve Bannon film, The Undefeated with Sarah Palin, is really a good family.
That's a good one. I'll have to watch. I haven't seen it. But now realize, folks, the border that Donald Trump had controlled, right now, While we're talking on this show, illegals from all over the world, invaders from all over the world, in numbering in the thousands during this show, will waltz across our border unimpeded. And the function of the Border Patrol, in biting their lips, they proclaim their job now is as greeters. They are greeters. They're not turning people back or away or defending the border. They are greeting them. They are making sure they're comfortable, that they have the food, the clothing, the transportation they need, the folder with cash in it, with debit cards, with vouchers, with a carte blanche voucher. If you're an illegal and you come across the border, you get a voucher to go on any airline, any flight in America, to go anywhere you want. Price zero. I mean, this is mind-boggling. It's insane. It's evil. It is treasonous. But all of this that's going on only because the 2020 election was stolen. And what are the rhinos doing? The Mitt Romneys of the world. They are we can't talk about 2020. And they're like the Liz Cheney's of the world. They want to put you in jail for saying that the 2020 election was in fact a theft. And
they
that's all
that... take me away right now, Calgon, because you know what, Kelso, I didn't get to vote in 2016. But I did vote in 2020. And then I discovered that in 2019 is when those Dominion voting systems touch screens were deployed across California. So people need to wake up and smell it. It doesn't smell good.
Yes, it does not. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. And we'll come back with Mike in Kentucky right after this break.
Still lasting here like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
Welcome back. And Mike in Kentucky, hang on there. We're going to go to you in just a moment. And then James in Vancouver. But I just want to interject here. I just listened to the promo piece, the ad for AmericanFreedomNews.us. And did you notice how brilliant that copy was? Whoever wrote that ad is a real smart cookie. And I'm holding in my hands something put out by the same smart cookie called the Freedom Times, Voice of the Real America. And kind of an interesting, I was talking about Real American Voice earlier, and here's the Voice of the Real America. At the end of this Freedom Times is something called the Intelligence Report, which I've been reading for many years, and it keeps getting longer and longer. Whoever's writing it, this mysterious man, is indefatigable. He has a work ethic that puts me in the shade. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 full pages, single-spaced, a big format, everything you need to know. That man, I'm going to embarrass you, Don, is Don Wassel in Pennsylvania. What a genius. What a giant in the Patriot cause. And I'm so happy to have him bringing his ad support to Republic Broadcasting. So when you hear those ads for American Freedom News, go to the website, AmericanFreedomNews.us. Subscribe as I have. My last subscription is for a two-year subscription. It's, you know, there isn't a better newspaper in the U.S. It's right up there with the Epoch Times. And in some ways, even better. So don't miss out on that. Sorry to embarrass you, Don. I'll do it many more times in the future. Now let's go to the phones here and to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I wasn't sure if I was on or not. I was having a conversation there in the side. I don't know if you could hear me. You were talking earlier about the RINOs, the Republicans in name only, and I think, you know, people don't like change, there, I believe, is establishment swamp concern about the Democratic Party collapsing. You know, the past is prologue, we heard all that, you know, history's bunks and Henry Ford or whatever, but the Whig Party, which contained members from both the North and the South, largely collapsed, I think, when the Kansas-Nebraska Act happened.
Okay, hold that thought. Mike, here's some music. Hold the thought. We'll go back to the Whig Party right after this break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.